Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and for an age, of all ages, Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the Holy 50 days. The fast went by very quickly, right? That's why they call it fast. That joke doesn't go well in Mistag either. They don't like it. And the 50 days are going by quickly, and today is the third Sunday. And we see the gospel of the Samaritan woman. And I want to ask you today a question about something that we all go through. From time to time, sometimes we get that feeling of discouragement. We feel sometimes we want to give up. We're doing something and things aren't going the way we expect. So we want to give up. We just sit there and start to think of reasons or excuses to just give in and not continue the work. There's the story of this man who worked very hard for a very long time. He had a long career in the postal service. He worked in the post office. And when it came time for him to retire, they made a big party for him, got him a gift and a cake and everything. And then he had the cake, he had the party, they said goodbye. He goes home, he sits down in front of his house on the porch in a rocking chair, and he starts thinking about all the hard work he's done throughout his career. He says, is this it? This, after 40 years of hard work, now this is all I have to look forward to. And before his mind takes him, or he starts thinking about giving up and just, putting in that mentality of, just of surrendering, he thinks, maybe I should just make a list of all the good things that I have in my life, all the things that I have to look forward to. So he looks at all the things he has and starts writing down line by line. And then he gets to this line where he writes down that he inherited from his grandmother this chicken recipe of 11 herbs and spices. Will I give you a clue? No, I'll keep going. So he takes it. He's very excited that he found it. He said, I'm going to go and use that recipe. I'm going to make chicken. So he goes to a local restaurant, and he's asking them, and it's a weird question. He said, can I cook your chicken for you? So it was a weird question. They looked at him, but they said, okay. So he goes in there, he starts cooking the chicken. Everybody likes it. It's very popular. And then all of a sudden, it's the best item on the menu, and he has to leave the restaurant, open his own restaurant, because his chicken is so famous. You know who that is? Pizza Hut? KFC, right? He had everything. Everything was in place for him to surrender, to just give up. And I'm going to discuss with you four reasons why we get discouraged, and give you obviously, or hopefully, some solutions of dealing with these four reasons. They all start with the letter F. And the first one, the first F, is fatigue. When you're tired, when you're working very hard, and then just say, I'm tired, I can't do it anymore. And when you're physically tired, this is one of the main reasons you just want to give up. I don't want to continue anymore, I'm just tired. And the answer for that is simple. When you're tired, you rest, you take a break. God created us to work. He created us to do hard work and to be able to continue to do this work for a very long time. But He also made us to rest. And when we don't rest, when we continue working, we start to get burnt out. And when we're burnt out, when we're fatigued, when we're exhausted, we feel like we just want to give up, want to surrender. This feeling usually comes in halfway through a task. When you're working on something at the beginning, you're very motivated, you're very excited, you want to work, you want to do something good, and you start. And then halfway through, you start to get tired. And you get exhausted. And you start thinking about giving up, being discouraged. Sometimes when you're working, and things don't turn out the way exactly that you expected, you start to get frustrated. Frustration is the second F. You start to get frustrated. And frustration could be a cause of discouragement, where you want to get discouraged, or you want to start to think about stopping what you're doing or giving up on what you're doing because you're just frustrated. You expect that things are going to go a certain way, and when they don't, when there's too many other things that start to interfere, and you thought that things would go a certain way, but it turns out that there's all these things that have to be done, you start to feel frustrated. When Nehemiah went back from captivity to rebuild Jerusalem, everybody was excited. We're going to rebuild Jerusalem. He said the first thing we have to rebuild is not the city itself, not the temple itself, but the wall. So they're very excited. It's good. Let's rebuild the wall. So when they start working on the wall, they start to rebuild it section by section. Very good. Very excited. When they get there and they start to do the work, they realize that there's so much rubble from the old wall. It seems like it's a huge task. They're frustrated. Every time they want to build somewhere, they find the rubble from the old wall. They find problems that they didn't expect to encounter. And they start to get frustrated. But instead of getting frustrated, simply reorganize. Reorganize the tasks. And we're going to talk about the solutions at the end, but I'm just giving you a brief hint. Reorganize the task and you'll be able to overcome frustration. The third F is failure. We see this especially with the Samaritan woman today. The Samaritan woman, she had five husbands. And the reason she had five husbands and she didn't just give up altogether on marriage, and the reason she lives with a man now that he wouldn't even marry her, he wouldn't even give her that privilege, is that she's looking for acceptance. She wants to be accepted. She's looking for someone to give her a nice word, a kind compliment, to be nice with her. And every time she gets married, the expectations aren't met, and the marriage fails, and ends up in divorce. And she goes from marriage to another one, to another one, and she's always looking for that acceptance. But she is always faced with the same consequence, failure. And she doesn't want to deal with failure. She doesn't want to think about failure. She doesn't want to feel rejected. So she's even willing to lower her standards. Say, you know what? I know I'm supposed to be married to live with a man, but I just need to be accepted so much, I'm going to lower my standards. I'm willing to live with someone, even if we're not married, just so I can feel accepted. We lower our standards just to feel accepted at times. Her confidence is all gone. Her courage is all gone. Her enthusiasm is all gone. And she wants to give up. And every time she gets married, she thinks it's going to happen this time. She meets with failure. And the last one, the last reason we feel like giving up, we feel discouragement in our lives, being afraid, fear. Being a coward could drive anyone to give up on anything. Being afraid is very strong motivation for discouragement. Again, when we go back to Nehemiah, when he's rebuilding the city, the enemy hears that they're rebuilding the walls and he sends them a message. He says to them, before you know it, we're going to be in your midst. We're going to be among you. And we're going to kill you before you even know it. Before you even have a chance to defend yourself. And fear took hold of them. So Nehemiah came to them and said, do not be afraid. I want every one of you, every able-bodied man, to go and get your sword and defend yourselves. Don't be afraid. Don't let fear dictate how you feel, how you act, what kind of decisions you make. Fatigue, frustration, failure, and fear. And the first, I'll give you four R's to deal with the four F's. Rest. When you're tired, it's not laziness, it's not a sin to rest. Sometimes we ignore it and we feel like it's okay not to rest. But the less we rest, the less actually we get accomplished. God ordained the whole day for rest. He worked the 6 days and rested on the seventh. And He wants us to do the same. He wants us to rest. And when we when we rest, it's not just about physical rest. And that's why it says, do not worry about tomorrow. Let tomorrow worry about itself. We can be resting physically, but the mind is just, it's working. The anxiousness is working. I'm trying to fall asleep, but I can't because my mind is working. It's thinking about things and worried about rest. Without it, you will be exhausted and you will not be able to continue. In vain, in Psalm 127, in vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for He grants sleep to those He loves. But not during the sermon, not during the days. Rest at home, not here. God created us to work, but also to rest. Frustration needs reorganization. We reorganize the things that we have to do. That way we're able to deal with all the extra tasks that kind of jump into our day. Reorganize. Don't just get frustrated and give up. When you're discouraged doesn't necessarily mean that you're doing something wrong. But you might be doing something right, but in the wrong way. It just might need some reorganization. Like when you're in debt, you need to reorganize your finances. When you want to lose weight, reorganize your diet. Things like that. Just needs some reorganization. When we're faced with failure, the R that meets that F is to remember. To remember. There was a story about the Franciscan, and this is an order of kind of like monasticism in the Catholic Church. They were the first to grow grapes in California. And one year, there was a drought. And the whole crop was affected. It was about to be thrown out. And they were about to lose all their farms and everything. They're about to go bankrupt. So one of them took those dried up grapes. He took them to town and sold them as delicacies. And that was the beginning of the sun-made raisin company. They were faced with failure. But then they remembered, you know what? Some people like these things. And some people buy them and they bring them from far, far away and pay a lot of money. But we had them right here. Why don't we just sell them as raisins? Remember. Do not be afraid, but remember the Lord who is great and awesome. Typically, we feel discouraged when we have our eyes on the problem. But when we take our eyes off the problem and have it on the Lord, we feel encouraged again. Remember God's faithfulness in your past. Remember how close to you He is in the present. And remember how powerful He is in the future. That will always ensure that you are not discouraged. And you're going to continue to have heart and to be encouraged and to do the work. Remember. And part of remembering, sometimes I ask people, how is the Bible? And I say, the Bible is good. It's sitting at home. It's resting on the shelf. We remember where the Bible is. We have to remember what the Bible says. One day, I was making breakfast, and I put the toast in the toaster. And I waited, and I clicked it, and I waited, and waited, and waited. And then I started to feel sorry for all the people who have to make their own breakfast, because they usually go out and buy breakfast from Tim Hortons. So I started to wait and wait, and I said, you know, if just making toast makes over 10 minutes, I feel sorry for all these people who have to make their own breakfast from scratch. And then I realized it's not plugged in, it's not connected. How can I remember if I'm not connected to the Word of God? I remember where my Bible is, I just haven't opened it. I don't remember what it says. So to remember, I have to reconnect with the Word of God. And finally, fear. Fear. Fear, the R that works with fear, is to resist. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Keeping us discouraged in one of the devil's trickiest ways of keeping us in sin. We might be able to resist him on some sins, but if he keeps us discouraged and we have very low confidence or low self-esteem in general, when we're discouraged, we're easy prey. We're an easy target. We have to remember that discouragement is not just a feeling. It's a choice. As much as motivation is. Motivation, being motivated, being encouraged, is not a feeling. Or it's not just a feeling. It's a choice. I choose not to be discouraged. I choose not to give up. And we must make that choice, that decision, every day. So we can remember the four F's. Fatigue, frustration, failure, and fear, in the four R's. No, rest. Yes, rest. Reorganize, remember, and resist. The most important thing, however, to do is not an F or an R, it's a P. The most important thing to do is to pray. Pray. And pray constantly. When we're praying not just for God to, you know, to make tomorrow better, we're praying for today, to God, for God to keep us going in the right path, for God to keep us encouraged, for not to allow Him, or not to let us fall into this temptation of discouragement. Simply to pray. David felt discouraged. He was in a very bad situation. The enemy was closing in on him, and there was nowhere to go, there was nothing to do. And he prayed. And he says, in all honesty, and it's something that gives us all encouragement. He says, "You have prepared for me a table in the presence of my enemies." The Lord has prepared for me a table in the presence of my enemies. You don't sit down to eat when the enemy is coming down on you. But through the Lord, through God, David says that He has prepared for him a table. He can sit down, he can eat, he can rest, he can let his guard down in the presence of his enemies because God is with him. That is the power of prayer. And that is what I'm telling you today. If you're faced with discouragement, pray. To Him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.